say tomato plants or something, would you still call it a frost, or would you call it something else?
Well, you just say we had a hard frost this morning. That's what we use here. We had a killing frost this morning, a real hard frost, which it actually would be a killing frost if it killed you, tomatoes and your vegetables are down.
What if it got very cold last night, and you go out and look in the trough, and you say, well, it must have really gotten cold because the water...
Yes, water's iced it in the trough.
Water's what?
Iced it in the trough.
Mm-hmm. Would that mean that it's solid, or there's just a little ice around the edge?
Well, not necessarily. You'd see we had ice in the trough this morning. And I guess you'd use that whether it was thick or thin.
Mm-hmm. Any other way you might say that? Say the water...
The water's froze.
If you're describing a day like this, you say it's what kind of day?
Beautiful sunshine day today. If it is fair, or if it's cloudy, you say, well, we've sure got a cloudy day today.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you mean, if you said cloudy, would you mean it's clouds like that?
No, when it's just clouds like that, well, we more than that to say, well, we've got a right pretty day today. But when you get them dark bulkhead clouds, and the sun's not shining, then we mention about the cloudy, rainy-looking weather.
And what if it's those dark clouds and they completely cover over the sky? How would you describe that?
Well, we usually say, well, it was solid cloudy yesterday, or solid cloudy this morning.
Mm-hmm. And suppose it's covered over like that, and then it begins to let up, begins to get light through. What do you say it's doing?
See, well, I believe the weather's breaking now. Mm-hmm.
What if it's the other way around? It's a nice day, and then the dark clouds begin to come in.
Well, weather's clouding up again.
And there it was. What if you've been 2 or 3 weeks without any rain? What do you say you're having?
Well, you say, well, it's getting pretty dry here now. We're needing a little rain.
Mm-hmm. And what if it goes on for a couple months? Would you have any word for that?
Well, you'd say, well, it's getting most too dry now. We're really needing some rain. Or it could stay out off long enough that you just have a drought and kill a lot of your stuff out in the garden. I have seen that happen. Happening this year in my garden.
How long would it have to stay dry for that?
Well, like we've been having it for the last 3 years here, it wouldn't have to stay dry if your garden was fixing to bear, bloom, put on fruit. 30 days would really knock your bean crop, vegetable crop back some. But if you have an ordinarily like